News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today marks 40 years of the Dart, and celebrations are taking place today to mark the occasion. But do Dubliners love or hate the capital's rail service? Our reporter Sarah Madden has been finding out.
Yeah, I get the Dart to school every day. Sydney Parade to Blackrock. I like it.
The trip from Greystones to Bray is like a beautiful trip to take just to see the scenery. And apart from getting from A to B, yeah.
I think it's very, very practical, especially when you live here in Sandymount.
Was it a bit of a draw for you being in this area, knowing you did have the Dart service nearby?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Actually, that was one of the first requirements. We wanted to be near the Dart.
It's a lot better than the London Underground. People there just pushing you out the way on that, but once you've been on it a few times and you're seeing the people that use it all the time, that time, they always say, oh, hiya. If they don't see you, oh, you weren't in yesterday. No, you weren't. I missed it. I got the late one.
Okay, so pretty positive views there on the Dart. Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Erin Road. Erin, is the Dart a success story?
I think, Shane, it's an unequivocal success story. And I suppose, like a lot of public transport investment over the decades, there were people that questioned its need as it was being developed and the approach taken. But I mean, from day one, I think passenger numbers on the Dart line when it opened doubled within weeks. It's continued to grow. It's helped the areas that it serves grow. And I think it, more than its own operation, and it's an icon of Dublin, I think kind of won the argument for investment in high capacity, high quality public transport. And it, you know, paved the way for, you know, from obviously our colleagues in Lewis marked 20 years this year, the investment in bus networks, the investment in other aspects of our commuter rail. Dart showed that when you actually fund in a serious way major public transport projects, people will use it and use it in huge numbers.
What was there beforehand? Because obviously, I think there's been a line along from Hoth to Bray and beyond since what, the 1800s. So was it just a kind of a diesel rail service?
It was, and in fact, a part of the Dart line is the very first railway line in Ireland between Pearse and Dunleary, which is in operation 190 years this year. So you did have, you know, some very old kind of rail cars or locomotive hauled trains far less frequently, pretty notorious, to be fair, in terms of kind of, you know, the comfort and crowding. And it was clear they needed an upgrade. And that was the impetus. Ultimately, as was the Dart, originally was to be part of a far wider network, but of that original plan, it was the Hoth to Bray lines, to say, that opened 40 years ago today, and in the interim years extended to Malahide on the north side and to Greystones on the south side.
I remember starting in the Indo business department about 30 years ago, and a wise business journalist, I was singing the virtues of the Dart, and he said the problem with the Dart is there's only passengers on one side of the track. It is a little bit of a drawback, isn't it, in terms of restricting the potential capacity of it.
But what a draw. And you heard from people who travel on it there. I mean, there aren't many commuters in cities around the world that have the type of views that we have between Bray and Greystones and along the south side. And I'll stay my piece for the north side as well, Shane, in terms of out towards Hoth and Malahide also. But look, it is physically where it is. And in sections, as you say, it is one side of the line that the catchment is there. But I suppose, as we mark 40 years, we are about to embark on the most significant and major expansion, with the size of the Dart network set to treble under the Dart Plus programme, bringing the Dart to Maynooth, to Drogheda and to Hazelhatch, and with, as I say, all three of those projects with On Board Planola for decision.
Just before you go, Barry, we have a text in from a Kira K in Greystones, one of our regular listeners, I think. She says, is there any plan for a second line beyond Bray? Very infrequent darts to Greystones, particularly at the weekend. I waited 78 minutes for a dart from Dalkey to Greystones last Sunday. There were no darts at all last Saturday, says Kira K from Greystones.
It sounds like you might have heard that line a few times, Shane, you're able to recite. We do actually, part of the Dart Plus programme is to expand the frequency to and from Greystones as well. So we're expecting to go to public consultation on that aspect of the programme later this year. A full double track between Bray and Greystones obviously means a quite significant tunnelling on Bray Head. That's not what we're going to propose, but we will be able to put passing sections of track to improve the frequency. So you'll be hearing a lot more of that later this year.
Okay, all right. I hope that answer is of some use to Ciara Kay from Greystones. Barry Kenny, enjoy the day. You're going to have a night. You're going to have a good day of celebrations.
We are indeed. We've got and actually, customers are going to see a very special Dart carriages railing in the years. Two carriages wrapped with news, events, and icons from all of the decades of the Darts operation. So watch out for that going onto the rails from today.
I like it, railing in the ears. Very good. Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Éireann Éireann. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.